Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, September 13th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have two lovely panelists, the first of which is Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I'm the most lovely.
You probably are, but also very lovely. And and with us at the same time, Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
I am with us.
That you are.
Was true. Yes. The lovely part, not true. But good to be here, Kelly. Thanks for having us. Always good to be here. It's a good show. Friday the 13th.
No, it's going
to
be one of those shows.
It's going to be one of those shows, Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So buckle up, kids, because here we go. The reason we're all a little goofy right now, except for Charlotte, is here in the U.S., we are in the aftermath of iPhone order and fever. And when you live on the West Coast, that means 5 o'clock in the morning. So
we're actually still in the midst of that, right? That's not the aftermath. Mostly pedantic. That's what I am, Kelly.
I had no idea, Brian.
And also, we could order the iPhone 11 this side of the Atlantic, but we will talk about that in a minute. I'll tell you.
Well,
about
but that it was at a more civilized time than 5 o'clock.
Oh, it was a very civilized time.
Yes. So, Brian,
yes,
you're
yes,
on the new every plan, right? Every year or every two?
Yeah, the next plan. It's AT&T's next plan is similar to or Apple's upgrade plan is similar to the next plan. I think the next plan was the first one to do it. But yes, I've been on the next plan for a while.
Okay. And so you get a new phone every year.
Yes.
And this year you are getting.
Cool. I ordered the midnight green iPhone 11 Pro 256 gig model. It's my first non-space gray or black iPhone ever.
Ooh.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
I feel a little weird. It's like I'm going to have my phone's not going to be gray or black or some shade in between. It's going to be midnight green, but I really like that green.
How's the whole color thing working for you? Like bringing some color into your life?
Well, I don't have it yet. I don't know.
So go on then, Brian. Tell us when it's arriving.
So
I'm going to show off in a minute, just FYI.
Currently scheduled for delivery sometime between the 4th and the 11th of October. And so I noticed that the space gray and the midnight green orders at 256 gigs for AT&T both slipped within minutes by, I don't know, 15 or maybe 18 minutes after the hour. They had slipped to that 4th to the 11th where they were just before we started recording still. And I also noticed that the unlocked version was shipping in between the 27th and the 1st. And so it really depends on what your carrier is, depends on what size you want, depends on what your finish was. Because even when the space gray and the midnight green were both showing at the, from the 4th to the 11th, my spot check for other devices were still showing the September 20th. And that was several hours ago.
Just before we started recording the show, I did a quick check on the 11, the non-pro, that comes in the invitation colors, sort of. And when I looked at that, I chose the middle tier of the iPhone 11 and the middle storage tier. That
Which is 128.
And when I did that through a few different carriers... it looked like almost everything was still available on September 20th, except for the purple, and the purple was a week or two out.
So. I wonder if that's because purple has unexpected demand or if that's this year's problem color.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it's because there aren't as many or if it's because that many people just really wanted it.
Or because it's Apple misjudged.
Yeah.
Like, it may not necessarily be particularly popular, and yet may still be more popular than Apple anticipated.
Exactly.
And Kelly, you were noting before we started recording that sometimes Apple gets them to you a little bit earlier than your order promise date. Sometimes. Not always.
Right. It has been known to happen.
It has been known to happen, yeah.
Yes. Which is not to say often or commonly or regularly, but just it has sometimes been the case that people who had a week or two out delivery date all of a sudden got them earlier. So.
And I am counting on that happening. I am planning on it happening because that's kind of how I roll.
Yes. I, too, have hope because I have also ordered an iPhone 11 Pro. I got the 256. I got a white one. Because I really like the white. I was on the verge of the green, and of the midnight green, and it has been described, I want to say it was, I don't remember who it was, but said that it was sort of a Boba Fett shade of green, and that it looks really
Jeff
cool.
Gamet, who keeps he keeps insisting that my decision to get the midnight green one means that I secretly love Boba Fett. I do not secretly love Boba Fett. I don't know why anyone loves Boba Fett. Why is Boba Fett a thing?
Because he's super mysterious. Because you can put everything, you can project any sort of cool, awesome persona on him that you want. Because we don't know anything about him until The Mandalorian.
He's nothing character. Like who? Why is Boba Fett anyway? It's Boba Fett green. That's Jeff Gamet.
Because he literally had a jetpack. Also, hi Jeff.
Also, Brian loves Boba Fett.
Yes, that's what we're learning.
Do not.
Well, that's what I heard.
But I do.
Well, I heard it. I heard it's not secretly love for Boba Fett. It's just public love for Boba Fett because now he's said it on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't care about Boba Fett. But
do you know what I care about?
What do you care about?
Do you know what I care about? That I'm getting a new phone too.
I'm very excited for you.
Yay! So, I nearly got an iPhone 11.
Yes.
I was very tempted because they're pretty and shiny.
Oh, yes.
But I got something else pretty and shiny.
And that is?
I got an iPhone XR.
Okay.
Which I got 64 gigabyte. I stuck with black because, you know, color makes me panic sometimes. and I'm very excited about it. But the main reason I did, and this is a slight difference, I think, although... I mean, the AT&T plan you're on, Brian, that sounds amazing to be able to get a new phone every year. My contract is 24 months. So that sounds, which is pretty standard here in the UK. So that sounds pretty good to be able to upgrade on a annual basis. Mm-hmm. But I went black 64 gigabyte iPhone XR, which I'm pretty excited about, I have to say. Because
Excuse me. 10R. But please go ahead. Mostly pedantic.
But also XR.
No, not also, but that's okay. I'm excited for your phone.
Thank you, Kelly.
So overruled. I'm very excited about it. I think it's got a very good camera. I was very tempted as well by more significant memory. But I have, as I've discussed, when buying other devices, I have a huge amount of Dropbox memory, and I'll be looking into, iCloud storage and that kind of thing. So I didn't feel like I really needed to splash out too much on a bigger phone. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited. I'm assuming that I will get a Apple TV Plus in November with that, which will be cool. I'm also excited because my cell provider, which I can name if you guys want, is I managed to get an unlimited plan. Unlimited nice. Data. So I'm that to me was, to be honest, that was the deciding factor. Not because I would ever use 20 megabytes of data or whatever a month.
Yeah, you definitely use 20 megabytes.
Oh, sorry, gigabytes. Anyway,
yes,
I don't use 20 gigs of data every month. I definitely use 20 megabytes. Yeah, to me, the unlimited plan seemed too good to turn down. Was, you know, I basically don't pay for any calls, texts, or data.
That's fantastic.
Which, frankly, I couldn't. That was kind of the deciding factor for me.
That's very cool.
And as we were discussing before the show, that means obviously I can use it as a modem on the go. And
why would your carrier give you unlimited data on one device but not another?
You would have... That's a very, very good question. I can't quite work that out. I guess because they want to... Maybe they want to get people like me and encourage them to buy a slightly older device to get it off, you know, clear out the stock. Maybe they realize that it doesn't... They get actually some a decent money for it anyway. But almost no one uses that much data that makes it worth it. It's a, you wait till you see what I'm going to be streaming live on that phone cell provider. But no, so that's a very good question. I would actually like to know the answer to it, but it basically seemed like an offer that was too good to turn down. So I'm very excited to be getting that. And it should be arriving on Monday.
Very nice. So you're going to be the first among us to get a new phone.
I'm hoping so, if all goes to plan. There's been a... the time for orders today was 1 a.m. British summertime, which is hugely, hugely...
P.M.
Civilized and in most people's lunch hour. So well done.
That's 1 p.m. British summertime.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Correct. One in the afternoon. So that was really nice. I phoned the cell provider. They were meant to call me back at 1 p.m. Obviously, they didn't. so I had to chase them. It's kind of 20 minutes, 25 minutes past the hour. And, yeah, it was all sorted. So I'm pretty excited. I can confess this now, I think. I think we've probably confessed it. I've been using an Android phone for years. I've never used an iPhone before. No, I've always used Mac computers for years and years and years, but I've never done iPhone. Have you quite finished, Brian?
Sure.
Thanks. I'll be very interested to see what the transferring kind of process is, moving from one to the other. You know, apps I have subscriptions.
Are you going to do a video of that for us?
I most certainly will do at least one. Yes.
Excellent.
Because I think it will be interesting to see how easy they make that. I suspect I know which side will make it easier.
Yeah.
Yes. For certain. I'm super excited for you, Charlotte, and I can't wait to read more about your experience as you switch and what you discover on the new one. Rest assured that Brian and I have loads of suggestions for you as far as how to waste time with your shiny new pretty device.
Hi, Apple Arcade. How are you doing?
There you go.
Way before you get to Apple Arcade, I can help
Brian,
you waste a lot of time.
I don't need to do any work, do I? I can just play Apple Arcade. That counts, right? Mr. Editor?
Yet.
You'll have to write about it later. But then, yeah, should work.
Cool.
That's fine. I'll write you a note.
Thanks. Thanks, work, Mom.
So... we have a little bit more to talk about with new iPhones in a minute, but first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is My Wall Street. My Wall Street is here to help you get started on your investing journey if you want to get going with the stock market. It's really easy to get way too much information and get overloaded and think you need to quit. That's where My Wall Street comes in. They offer a short list of stocks that they've spent loads of hours researching, and since they're not a brokerage, they don't feel like all they need to do is just take your money. They will help you with advice and tips and this short list of stocks and help you figure out how to make the best decisions for your money and what you want to do with it. So the best way to do this is, since you are a TDO listener, to download the My Wall Street app. And when you do that, you get 30 days free instead of the usual 7. And the way you do that is by going to mywallstreet.com/TDO. That's mywallst.com/TDO. Download the app and you get full access for a month. And if you decide you want to continue, it's just $9.99 for additional months. And we would like to sponsor, we would like to thank My Wall Street for sponsoring the show today. Now, our second topic today is very much related to the first one, which is new iPhones, because sometimes when you get new iPhones, you need to buy some new stuff for those iPhones.
I need many new stuffs.
But depending. And, you know, sometimes sometimes you just need to buy your phone a treat. If you are not a person who's getting a new phone this year, sometimes you just want to buy your phone a present. Let it know you still think it's pretty and useful and you love it.
Mm. Take it out for dinner.
You know, I mean, you're already taking it to dinner with you. So lots of people are team case. And if you are team case, we definitely have picks for you. Charlotte, you already bought one for yours, right?
I did. Let me just get up, actually, what I bought. But I certainly did. It was one of the first things I bought because I've had too many experiences of watching a beautiful new phone shatter and break. So I got one of the Spigen Tough Armor cases, the 2018 XR cover from that company. I got it for £12 sterling, 99 on Amazon Prime, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I always kind of feel guilty putting a phone in a case. Like, the iPhone is pretty. I feel a bit bad shutting it away.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured I'd be more upset if I, you know, did a breaking.
Yes.
Also, what I like is this particular case and other cases that I'm interested in looking at, of which there are a number. This has, I think, a little arm on it so you can prop it up and watch videos and stuff. So that's cool as well. So I can watch, you know, Netflix and sports streams and stuff.
Excellent.
On the phone. So that's useful as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the case, YouTubes.
The case on my iPhone 8 right now is also a Spigen case. I generally will buy a Spigen case or an Incipio case. Those are generally the two that I spend the most time with. This one is a clear case. Like Charlotte, I don't like sort of cooping my phone up in a case, and I do kind of like to show it off, actually, so I bought a clear one.
I kind of wanted to buy a clear one, but I went black just because I like the arm on it, and I kind of, yeah.
Let me tell you what the problem is with clear cases.
Okay.
You're looking at your iPhone, which is great, but you're looking at it through plastic, which is not great. Can't stand the clear cases. Don't like them.
So Brian's allergic to my phone. That's what I'm hearing.
Correct. Correct. But okay. We're all wired differently.
Yes. So you will not be getting a clear case, Brian, for your midnight green to show it off?
No clear cases for me. I usually get leather. And if I don't get leather, I get one of Spec's military grade cases, and then I eventually end up going back to leather because I stop worrying about dropping it. I often have, like, right now I'm wearing a Mujo case, M-U-J-J-O. It's very, very similar to Apple's leather case. I've often used Apple's leather case. My favorite case maker on the planet is Vaja cases, V-A-J-A cases. They make these custom, not always custom, you can get them custom, but they make these handmade leather cases that are just to die for, but they're very expensive and they take a while.
Yes. They've also been around for ages and ages because I remember Vaja cases for like Palm Pilots and things from many years ago.
I
first found Vaja cases from my Motorola Razr. They were the first company to figure out how to put a case on that thing.
Guys, what's a Palm Pilot?
Haha.
LOL. get off our lawn.
Yes.
I'm looking at these cases and they're really pretty.
My lawn, you're on it. Yes.
For people who are concerned about dropping, you generally speaking want a military grade or a military, you know, like 2X or higher military grade case. Uh-huh. I usually like Specs. The thing is that they're not always ready to go when Apple ships a new device because it turns out, now this is kind of crazy, they actually test them with a shipping device.
Uh-huh.
Which means they have to get the shipping device before they can actually test it. So when they're doing the military grade testing, and there's a third party that adjudicates that,
mm-hmm.
And they actually drop it like 50 times or something like that.
But do they additionally drop it like it's hot?
I think so.
Okay, good to know.
There's another case company I'd maybe like to give a shout out to. They sent, I think both Andrew and I actually, the first images is Mujo, M-U-J-J-O.
I just mentioned that.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, but I just mentioned, I don't know if you pronounce it right, but I did just mention them.
That's the case Brian has now. So,
yeah, but they've got new one. They've got new ones for the iPhone 11 as well,
which is awesome.
Yeah, so, they sent Andrew and I pictures of the iPhone 11 ones, and they're pretty.
That's very cool.
Nice colors.
That's cool. I'm glad for colors because not everybody wants a clear case. Sometimes I will change mine out. This is just sort of the case I have at the moment. I also have a wallet case where the back slides open and I can put a couple cards in it so I can take just my phone with me if I'm doing something. I have another one that's a leather case, a blue leather case for the back of it. So I have a few different ones that I will swap in and out depending. And one of my other favorite accessory people, they have cases like clear cases and drop spec and drop military spec drop cases and things, is Anker. I do really like Anker stuff.
I like Anker. That's whether it's a good company.
Cases or cables or what have you. I bought glass screen covers.
Phone charger.
Yes. I bought glass screen covers from them as well. My family members all have glass covers on their phones because a number of them have dropped them and screwed up the screens. So this is a really nice way to keep that from happening because it's a lot less expensive to pay like $8 or $10 to get a new piece of adhesive glass for the front than to get the actual glass front replaced. So I tend to get all my family members that I have to do support for on that sort of program. And I also like their other stuff. They have cables and chargers and batteries. And my go-to battery is their lightweight 10,000 milliamp battery. It's sort of like, it's slightly thicker than a deck of cards and a little shorter. It's kind of square, but it's super reliable. I use it for everything. My Disneyland or my Macworld battery, WWDC battery. The great big one I carry around with me when I'm going to be nowhere near an outlet all day and I go in knowing that is an Anker 20,000 battery. I have a few of their cables. One of the ones I'm glad to have is they have a 2-in-1 cable or 3-in-1 cable that does Lightning and micro USB and USB-C because Mr. Kelly has an iPad Pro, the USB-C edition. And so now that's a nifty backup cable because he can use it to charge his iPad, but also whatever else is sort of around the house and needs some juice can also charge on that same cable. And the back end of it is USB-C. And if you're looking at buying additional cables because you're getting a new phone or you've got some situation where you need another phone cord, look at USB-C because the speed that you get from charging over USB-C, even to a Lightning device, is spectacular.
So you're saying USB-C to Lightning?
Yes, USB-C to Lightning, and get, you know, the little wall wart that has a USB-C plug on it, and then use a USB-C Lightning, USB-C on one end, Lightning on the other end cable, and your phone will charge dramatically faster. I love wireless charging, but when I really need to just make sure I power up real quick, the USB-C is the way to go. So definitely check that out.
I should point out while we're talking about accessories, I know you were going to put this in the show notes, Kelly, and you've done a really nice roundup of he's got five different cases for the iPhone 11 that he's put up on the site a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
There's some from Totally, Casetify, Waterfield, 12 South, and Mujo that both Brian and I have mentioned. So if you want to check out some pictures before you buy, Andrew's put up a nice selection up there.
Yeah, definitely. 12 South makes great stuff that I personally enjoy very much. I like a lot of their gear as well. When you're kind of looking for treats, those are some good treats to buy.
Andrew's got a nice picture of ones that look like books.
Yes, I do love the book.
Like books.
Yes,
yeah, it's nice.
I remember the book. I remember when the book came into reality, and it was terribly exciting for me. Brian, aside from Anker, what do you like as sort of a go-to for other accessories for your phone and your whatnot?
Well, I like to have good quality cables because I hate my cables breaking. Like Apple's cables just break. I also, there was a cat living in my house for a while.
Sorry, I have to ask. Yes. What are you doing with cables that makes them break?
Use them.
Yeah. If you plug them in and unplug them more than once, your cable's doomed.
No. I've used many Apple cables and other cables in my life. My MacBook Pro by the end was pretty upset with life, but the cable on that, but that was like 10 years.
Have you used lightning cables before?
No, maybe that is the issue.
Yeah, it's just the multiple plugins sometimes per day. You know, when you get hundreds of plugging it in and pulling it out, it eventually goes. So I like my favorite cable is MOS Spring.
Okay.
The Moss Spring. What's the actual company that makes that? It is a metal sheathed cable with a spring. It's also a metal housed casing, and then a spring for where it actually connects.
Is that the same company that makes the little magnetic thing that you set on your desk so your cables don't fall behind your desk? Is that them?
It may be.
I too have at least one metal covered cable, and it's, first of all, it's super duper cool. Second of all, it never ever tangles, and third of all, it's rock solid. It's some no brand that I somehow ended up with. I don't remember exactly where it came from, but I have one and it's great and I love it. So
fun fact, their logo is a W, except it's not a W, it's an M.
Okay.
Because it's Moss Spring. I've been reading that as a W for years. For years. I am so embarrassed. As a matter of fact, Kelly, if you could just, you know, do the... Just pull that right back out.
Oh, you got it.
Need anybody to know.
No one needs
that
to know.
I'm that stupid.
I didn't even hear it.
Moss Spring. They make several different cables, but their spring cable is the one that is just the bee's knees to me. It's a little more expensive. I have never had to replace one.
Yeah.
I've lost them, but I've never had to replace them.
Yes. Is that the Strike? No, that's not metal. I'm looking at their website right now.
Lightning cable. They make several springs. They have a USB-C one. They have a micro USB. They're on Amazon. As a matter of fact, I'll give you the Amazon link. How's that?
Even better. And yes, I did look. They are the company that makes the little magnetic organizer. It's like it sort of looks like a conference phone bridge. And it's magnetic, so the little metal piece on the end of your USB-C, you know, the part that actually plugs in, it's magnetized, so it will hold that so it doesn't fall behind your desk if you have to plug stuff into the back of your computer. They're pretty nifty. Anyway, that's them.
Yeah, the Strike, their Strike one is not the one with the spring. It's the spring one that I really, really, really like. So I will send you a link.
Excellent.
To one of those.
And also, speaking of durability, aside from the metal ones that we talked about, Anker has a few that have additional sheathing on the outside that's made of, I want to say they have Kevlar or something in them, but it's got a braided cover on the outside. I have a couple of those. I have a black one. I think I have a short gray one somewhere, like a 1 foot long, and then a couple of red ones that I sort of like because they're very distinctive. So it's very easy to tell which one is A, mine, and B, the one for my phone. So that's kind of handy. Another thing I would point out is that it's also very handy to have charging for your phone that doesn't take any cables for your phone at all. And ever since the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 were released, wireless charging is an option for those. So I have a couple of wireless chargers kicking around my house. Brian, do you do any wireless charging?
I don't. I've got a puck that was I used to store it beneath all the mail piled on my desk, and I wasn't using it. So when I moved, I just actually left it packed. When I do wireless charging, Kelly, I use that Energizer 10,000 milliamp hour
that we talked about
portable battery. Mm-hmm. So I actually use that battery around my house sometimes. kind of depending on which cables are in use at any given moment. Mm-hmm. So, and that's actually been like just super convenient for me. So there you have it.
Nice. All right.
There's one important bit of accessories that we haven't discussed.
And that is?
The most important bit of accessories in my mind. Headphones.
Oh.
So, the people at Tivoli, mm-hmm. they sent me, and I've been testing them out, some, I think they're called Fonico earbuds. They're mm-hmm. pretty nice. I will be posting a review at some point soon. There's some good things, some bad things. I might be trying out some other earbuds, so I'd be interested if people want to leave comments and recommendations of different headphones I should try out on the new iPhone.
Absolutely.
I've always used Bose wired headphones, which I always like. I know Dave is not, who is an audiophile, a bit like, you know, a massive audiophile. Mm-hmm. He is not as big a fan as of the Bose headphones as I am. I kind of like them. So yeah, there's a lot to discuss there. But also, can I tell you a fun fact about the iPhone? Actually, it's not that fun, but it's a fact about the iPhone 11 Pro.
Yes.
Before we sign off for the weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm putting this on the site as well. Apparently, the iPhone 11 Pro is triggering a phobia called trypophobia. Trypophobia. That is the small fear of small holes, Kelly.
Okay.
And the camera array on the iPhone 11 Pro
mm-hmm.
is causing some of these people who suffer from this condition, along with the, because there's the microphone and the light. And if you look up close up, there's the three camera lenses. There's a kind of flashlight mm-hmm. thing. There's a mic there. And that's kind of freaking some people out.
Well, what were they doing with all those, you know, 3 and 5 lens camera arrays on Android phones that Android users love to point out were
first
out before the iPhone 11 Pro?
I imagine they were not using them in the same way I imagine they are not eating crumpets.
Well played. I like that.
All right. Well, we will leave it there. Charlotte is on the lookout for your headphone picks. I am Team AirPod. So as far as actual headphone goes, that's a separate conversation. I'm sure we'll have it on the show in the future. If you have accessory picks, if there are brands that we should be checking out, if there's stuff we should be looking into to let our readers know about, we want to know about them. You can email observations@macobserver.com, or you can catch us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or my favorite, you can leave a comment in the show notes so that everyone else who looks at the show notes can also see what your picks are. With that, I think we're going to call it for today and for the weekend. So, Brian, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us. Good times. Oh, and, you know, pour one out for Eddie Money.
Yes.
Who died today.
Yes. Rest in power, Eddie Money.
Check with your grandparents if you're not really sure who that is.
Also with me today, live from Electric Avenue, I have Charlotte Henry. Thanks for being here, Charlotte.
Yeah, the other Eddie. Yes, who is still alive, we found out, which is nice. Yes, thank you for having me. Happy weekend, people. And happy iPhone 11 ordering. Well done.
Yes. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.